Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call about the 2022 half year results of Mahle Group. At this time, all participants have been placed in a listen-only mode. The presentation is available online. Please click on the Launch Web Presentation button, which was provided in the final registration email for this call. You can also download the presentation from the Mahle Investor Relations website. During the Q&A session after the presentation, you are invited to ask questions via web chat or phone. On the call today, Mahle Group is represented by Michael Frick, Chairman of the Management Board and CEO ad interim, and CFO, Jan-Frederik Thiele, Vice President, Corporate Controlling, and Ralf Josef, Vice President, Corporate Finance. Now I would like to hand over to Mr. Frick.
Thank you very much. We are delighted to welcome you to our investor update call. My colleagues and I will now present to you the half year results of 2022. After our presentation, we'll be happy to answer any of your questions. The automotive industry is facing massive headwinds. These are, among others, especially the geopolitical tensions and the pandemic. The consequences are noticeable in all areas. Lower than expected market growth, supply chain bottlenecks, and shortage of certain raw materials and goods, as well as rising inflation. Facing all these challenges, we are continuously focusing on strict cost and cash discipline and the implementation of new measures to mitigate the effects. As mentioned, the challenges are affecting market growth. The market for light vehicles even declined by almost 2% in the first half of 2022. Europe, in particular, experienced a slump due to the consequences of the war in Ukraine. COVID-19 lockdown significantly impacted the first half in China negatively. Nevertheless, according to S&P Global, production of passenger cars is expected to continue to slightly recover by almost 5% for the full year 2022. However, it is difficult to foresee the extent to which the consequences of the war in Ukraine, the resulting energy crisis, and the ongoing economic challenges mentioned will further impact vehicle production. Amid these challenges, the pace of the transformation in our industry is continuing. According to our market analysis, the global share of battery electric vehicles, fuel cell and hybrid engine solutions is set to increase significantly. The 13% market share of today could rise to 30% in 2025 and to 70% in 2035. This also means that at global level, still around 50% of all new passenger cars, including hybrids, will be driven by efficient internal combustion engines. This scenario confirms our strategy. We are working on the climate neutral mobility of tomorrow with the aim of expanding our position as a leading system supplier in three strategic areas. The e-mobility, Mahle focuses on efficient and intelligent solutions for electric powertrain. As a provider of thermal solutions, Mahle improves energy efficiency and increases interior cabin comfort. In the internal combustion engine segment, Mahle focuses on cost leadership in core products for highly efficient and clean engines that can also run on e-fuels and hydrogen. The shown powertrain scenario mix for the future offers attractive opportunities for Mahle, not only in the number of vehicles, but also regarding the potential revenue per light vehicle. The slide shows the overshooting revenue potential of alternative powertrains compared to the conventional internal combustion engine. With our past acquisitions and internal development efforts, the displayed factors increase throughout all future mobility drivetrains. Let us also give you a few successful product examples out of many others. Vehicle electrification poses new challenges for thermal management. with our battery cooling plate, temperatures below 40 degrees Celsius are reached to cool the battery in hybrids and in electric vehicles. According to our sales plan until 2027, around 240 million euros annual sales is expected. Besides new comfort features as cabin pre-cooling, our electric compressor is an enabler for battery cooling, including supercharging, and ensures high efficiency to extend driving range. Until 2027, we expect annual revenues of even half a billion euros with this product. But we are also accelerating our e-bike revenue. Mahle's compact pedelec e-drive system design gives manufacturers outstanding design freedom, important for design award winning bikes. Annual sales of around 300 million euros is expected until 2027. Already today, Mahle generates over 60% of its sales independently of the passenger car internal combustion engine. By 2030, this share is increased to 75%. Having briefly described our strategy, let's skip to the key financials of the first half 2022. The implications of the economic challenges have left their mark in our financials. Despite all the headwinds, Mahle's sales realized growth with a rate of 4.1%, resulting in revenues of 5.9 billion euros. Our EBITDA margin shrank to 2.1%. Profitability was hit by massively rising costs for material, freight, energy and personnel, and at the same time by lower sales volumes. My colleague Jan Thiele will give you more details later in the presentation. Whereas the consequences of the war in the Ukraine have huge impact on Mahle and the whole economy, I would like to say that the direct impact on Mahle is very low. Already before the war, Mahle sales to third parties were only generated by less than 1% in Russia, Ukraine and Belarus. We are continuously supporting the transformation. Mahle's nominal R&D costs are slightly higher compared to last half year. Although the equity ratio is negatively affected by the net loss, the equity ratio could be maintained at a level of above 20%. It is our clear intention to build up a higher ratio in future again. Mahle is currently rated by Moody's Ba1 with negative outlook. Mahle actively oversaw the challenges, shortages and price increases brought with them. In general, cost risks for indexed raw materials are managed by use of price adjustment clauses with customers. For several raw materials, such as aluminium, the remaining net exposure is hedged. Nevertheless, we have never seen such a high cost increase in the past. Therefore, we are negotiating with our suppliers and customers to achieve a fair sharing of this burden. In addition, new products regarding a lowering of premium freight costs are beneficial. A massive impact of these and various other measures will be visible going forward, especially in the second half of 2022. And in consequence, it must be the target to realize more than 1% EBIT performance for the full year of 2022. And with this, I would like now to hand over to Jan, who will give you more insights into our financials.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. First, I would like to give you a general overview about our regional sales split, also in the light of increasing geopolitical tensions. Mahle Group operates in 29 countries, covering all relevant OEMs across the globe. We regard our well-balanced regional footprint as an important prerequisite to best serve our customers and secure our independence. Our top 10 customers only account for less than 50% of group sales, reflecting our outstanding customer portfolio diversification and customer independence. We also want to highlight
that each shown customer group already includes all related sub-brands. In total, our revenue rose about 4.1% compared to last half year, resulting in 5.9 billion euros, as Michael already mentioned. We managed to achieve constant organic revenue, where the market declined by almost 2%. The growth would be even higher if not a strong hit came from the lockdowns in China. Our Chinese sales decreased organically about more than 21%. This harmed Mahle Group's organic growth by around 2%. A positive aspect was a double-digit organic growth rate from a very strong global aftermarket business. Favorable currency translation effects, mainly from the appreciation of the US dollar, the Chinese yuan, and Brazilian real of 215 million euros, are the key driver of the overall growth rate. The monthly sales view is characterized by the lockdowns in China during April and May. Nevertheless, we closed the first half of 2022 substantially outperforming our budgeted sales by 11%. For full year 2022, we expect a high single-digit growth rate in revenues compared to 2021, predominantly driven by favorable FX effects. Organic growth will be minimal. Hence, we expect to see a sales level of around 12 billion euros. This outlook applies under the condition that we are not faced with further call-off reductions due to customer shutdowns in the light of the difficult supply situation in general or an intensified condition in gas supply. After strongly raising our profitability in 2021, Mahle is affected by severe cost increases, just as the automobile supply industry as a whole. Compared to last half year, a cost increase of 314 million euros hit the result. Material, after deduction of positive effects from price adjustment clauses, logistics, energy, and personnel were the drivers. Even for raw materials with existing price adjustment clauses, the rising prices are weighing on our results. This is due to time lags between the longer horizons of adjustment clauses with OEMs and rather short-term adjustments from suppliers. The vast majority of the compensations negotiated with our customers will be improving our financials in the second half of this year. In addition to the higher costs, lower sales compared to the last half year worsened the current result. Accordingly, also the rolling net debt to EBITDA ratio rose to 4.1 due to various additional effects. EBITDA of previous year's second half was low, mainly due to supply bottlenecks at OEMs. Trade receivables and inventories rose about 452 million euros compared to last half year, negatively influencing our net debt. The increase in inventories is mainly due to exchange rate effects, inflation-related price increases, and due to ongoing supply chain problems in order to ensure continued customer delivery. The increase in trade receivables is partly attributable to the seasonally higher level of sales. With regards to the second half of the year, I can say that we clearly see an improvement and that the initiated measures Michael mentioned are already paying off visibly. The external challenges also reduced our operating cash flow, being at minus 231 million euros. It reflects the negative performance influenced by drastically increased costs for raw materials, logistics, energy, and personnel. Cash out for restructuring of 94 million euros further decreased the operating cash flow. The cash flow from investing activities reflects higher CapEx and is therefore lower than last half year. With these effects, the free cash flow is -417 million euros negative for half year 2022 and is mainly impacted by the drastically reduced operating cash flow. In total, the group's financial position is affected by various external effects, but the liquidity of Mahle Group is of course insured, what my colleague Ralf will show you now.
Thank you, Jan, and welcome everybody. I would like to start with a highlight. Mahle just concluded a new term loan with European Investment Bank. They honored our R&D for zero emission vehicle technologies, the 300 million euro loan. The disbursement was in August 2022 and the final repayment is in 2032. With this loan, I've approved Mahle's substantial eco-friendly future investments and at the same time it broadens our investor base. Besides that, Mahle gained further financial flexibility and independence in order to manage the upcoming challenges in the automotive industry. In February 2022, eight lenders agreed to our extension request of the 1.8 billion euro revolving credit facility to 2025. Accordingly, a commitment of 1.5 billion euro were prolonged until 2025. Until the end of 2023, Mahle's maturities are amounting to 300 million euros. These maturities are well covered by our cash and free committed credit lines from our revolving credit facility of in total around 2 billion euros. Our funding portfolio is well diversified. As mentioned, as of June 2022, free liquidity from committed credit lines plus cash was about 2 billion euros. In the meantime, liquidity increased with a 300 million euro EIB loan disbursed in August 2022. For Mahle, ESG has an ever-increasing importance. Besides our EcoVadis rating with silver medal status being amongst the best 25% in 2022, we report to our greenhouse gas emissions as part of the CDP. For 2021, the organization assigned Mahle Group a climate protection measure, a grade B, which is well above average for our industry. To document our efforts, Mahle is publishing a sustainability report yearly on the homepage. Last report was just published a few days ago. By 2040, we aim to be carbon neutral in terms of all direct CO2 emissions and those associated with purchased energy. In Germany, we have already reached this goal in 2021. As a midterm target, we aim to reduce our scope 1 and scope 2 CO2 emissions by at least 55% by the end of 2030. To achieve this target, we are talking actions in three areas. We aim to increase energy efficiency by 2% every year. As an example, by operating our own photovoltaic systems, we are generating electricity from solar energy. We aim to increasingly use renewable energy sources to cover our electricity demand and will offset any remaining unavoidable emissions. Furthermore, emissions in the upstream and downstream value chain become increasingly important to our stakeholders. Therefore, we plan to integrate the scope 3 emissions into our data recording. On this basis, we will develop a scope 3 target as well as a roadmap. In the course of this, we intend to integrate CO2 targets in affected processes, e.g. awarding criteria of suppliers and processes. To officially approve the roadmap, Mahle is committed to SBTI for scope 1, 2, 3 and will develop science-based targets aligned with the SBTI criteria. In conclusion, I would say that we are confident that the measures, especially regarding a fair sharing of cost burdens, will improve the results in the second half of 2022. We remain cautious due to the current economic situation and continue to proactively manage the challenges with various task forces. Thank you very much for your attention. We will now like to start the Q&A session.